Barbara Manzo was devastated when she found out her daughter was using heroin and it had affected her grandson.
He was 9 months old when he basically almost died because he had some of her drugs in his system. And at that point, there was a whole police investigation, and I had gone to the hospital, and the police questioned me, and that's the time when I found out.
The grandmother was granted legal custody of her now 5-year-old, who communicates with his incarcerated mom through letters. It's estimated there are 600 other grandparents in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties raising their young grandchildren because of alcohol and illegal drug abuse, mental illness, divorce, HIV/AIDS, or issues related to poverty. Because she needed a support group, Barbara Manzo helped found the group Grandparents and Others as Parents, which provides support for those confused about when to act.
The question they ask is, are things bad enough yet? And you really don't want to wait until they are so bad, but you get to a point where you think about the best interest of the child and you have to do something.
But it's not easy to go back to full-time parenting. The family caregiver coordinator of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eau Claire County is Lisa Wells.
We have funding that we can help provide grandparents for respite care, meaning they need a break.
Besides sharing care with others in the support network, Barbara Manzo hires some university students to play with her lively grandson. Mira Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.